Hello, I'm a registered nurse from the hospital and I have been looking after patient Sophia Johnson, 45 years. I'm calling about this Sophia Johnson. She is due to be discharged home in the next 48 hours as her care management is now palliative. She has expressed her wishes to have her care managed at home by the palliative care team. She was admitted to the ward 7 days ago feeling unwell with severe pain, nausea and vomiting, a persistent cough and shortness of breath. She was diagnosed with bowel cancer over a year ago, which was treated with a bowel resection and follow-up chemotherapy. She has been reasonably well till the onset of the current symptoms that led to her hospital admission as an inpatient, as she was referred back to the hospital consultant following assessment at home by her GP. She has had several investigations during this inpatient admission episode, and it has been confirmed that she has metastatic disease to her liver and lungs. Her pain is now controlled with morphine sulfate slow-release tablets twice a day as required oromorph solution for breakthrough pain and the antiemetic drug ciclizine as required for the nausea. In addition, she can take paracetamol as required also. She has expressed a wish to be at home given that her care is now palliative. She has two children, aged 14 and 18, and a good network support from family nearby. From the assessment I have undertaken, her vital signs are within the normal parameters. Her pain score is between 0 and 1, now she is on the morphine sulfate tablets, and she has not required any breakthrough pain relief over the past 24 hours. The nausea and vomiting is now under control, as she is able to drink and eat small amounts without feeling nauseous. The last episode of vomiting was 4 days ago. The coughing and her breathing is better now that her pain is controlled and she is able to manage most of her activities of daily living, but does get short of breath easily if she overexerts herself. She was constipated but has had a bowel movement since she regained her appetite once the nausea and vomiting was controlled. However, there is concern that this will be an ongoing problem in view of the regular opioid medication to manage her pain. She is fully aware of the prognosis as this was explained to her by the consultant that her care is now palliative and that she would now be transferred to the palliative care team for ongoing management. The hospital, a palliative care team, has discussed the options of where she can have her care managed, and she has stated that her preference is to be at home with her family. She is ready for discharge as an inpatient from the hospital, and you will need to visit her once she gets home to assess her needs and formulate a plan of nursing care for her.